Welcome to Love Lighthouse with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple. Yes, itching from the inside, It's all about having Christ with me. And obviously, God is magnificent and majestic. Even although we as humans might feel a little bit differently about that because we're here in a human context, in human bodies, in a human form. And still awaiting further glorification. So that's just the way that it goes. All right, so welcome to the broadcast for today and for wherever and whenever you get this. So the updates are I met the same person that I was talking about, that I'd met Emmanuel, how I'd met that person after feeling God was having me hone in to specific scripture that very day that had the name Emmanuel in it. That was the Sunday, the Holy Trinity Sunday. So then we met, and then we met up on purpose thereafter. But then again on Saturday there, we met up serendipitously again, without planning, in other words. So definitely been drawn together at different times, and God is definitely at the helm of things and leading the way. So I just wanted to share that with you. I have had the chance to share this story a couple of times with different people now. So, and you know, they're really quite amazed as well, especially one of them in particular, who had come away from the faith. And I think it's really helping her to open up her eyes again and just, you know, really see that God is real, because there's no way that you could really explain these things. And she agrees as well that they're inexplainable, or unexplainable. I'm recording these bits a bit later, or this next part a bit later now, and from when I had recorded the introduction there that you'll just have heard. And so that's important for you to know. Now, let me see what is going to come up for today's scripture. I'm feeling a sense of drawing to number 5, whatever it is. I don't know why, but here this is coming up. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things, as thou couldest. Well, indeed. So, I really want to tell you about a situation that could relate to. But I got a feeling in the Holy Spirit that I shouldn't talk anymore about a specific person. So I can't do that. In fact, even this is kind of, oh gosh, could this be counted as evil as even mentioning that? I don't think so, because obviously you're not doing it, or I'm not doing it on purpose. So if we're not doing things on purpose like that for evil intent, then it's not evil in and of itself. But I suppose if I were to go any further, it could be, because then I'd be very aware of it. So let's move on. And yeah, well, I guess that's that cleared up in and of itself, isn't it? Well, okay, I'll tell you a little bit. I feel I have clearance. I feel I have. I did a little bit of a prayer there. As long as I keep it as private as possible. Well, I had been speaking to someone who will remain nameless, and they said something that I found a little bit dodgy, and I was ready to give up on them entirely and just forget all about it. And it was with regards to the way they treated the Bible, and it was just coming across that they didn't realise that of the importance of the Word of God being that of God and the spiritual nature of the book, not just the manifested book, but the spiritual nature of the words of the Bible. The Bible holistically, in other words, not just as a physical book like any other book, but that's the way they were almost treating it. And I just thought, that is enough. That is the last that I'm going to be speaking to them and forget anything else. There's obviously been a mix up here, and I think that'll be enough. And for whatever reason, I felt kind of pressed to just try and continue on it anyway. And I even archived their chat with me and everything. Like, I'd had them archived as well. And I still pressed on despite the fact that I'd even archived them. I'd had this thought of ending and things to do with them. And then also having the thought of just archiving them. But I still thought, okay, well, don't you want to meet up at some point? I don't even know why I thought, do you want to go a walk at some point? I didn't really want to. I had run out of the feelings of wanting to, but I still asked the question. So in other words, I was still going by faith, even with regards to how I felt. Do you know what I mean? I felt like, nah, I didn't have any motivation to. And again, it's all stemming from the way they treat, or the way they spoke about the Bible. And you know what? They must have been feeling interesting too, because they were like, I'm struggling to do all this and that and the next thing, to be honest with you. And God bless, kind of, the, you know, good luck or something to that effect with you and your family. And God bless. And I thought, oh my gosh, right. Now, I didn't even tell them this, so the only way they'll find out about how I felt and how they'd been archived and how I was almost not even going to send another word to them after they spoke about the Bible the way that they did, or refer to it in such a flippant way, like it's just another book. Again, maybe I will find out, I guess, if I'm not going to meet them again, then I'll find out maybe something else about this through prayer or some kind of reflective meditation, if it be worth a while. If not, it won't be, and that'll be that. But there you go. So they're only going to know if they happen to listen to this, which they probably will. And if you do, hi. So now you know, because I didn't tell you these things before, but now you know through here, if you know who you are and you know who I'm talking about. Okay, that's it. So there's how things go, eh? Interesting. No name, so as private as possible. And I got clearance to talk about that to a certain extent, but I don't think I will talk any more unless I'm absolutely called on that subject. So there, that's how it links in with this. I felt that they spoke evilly, in an evil way. Is evilly even a word? In an evil way. It is now, you know what I mean? Evilly. It is a word now. So in an evil way, that's how I felt. It wasn't really, there was something polluted here. I'm seeing the word polluted, greatly polluted. And the land be greatly polluted. Shall not that land be greatly polluted? And that's what, you know, I mean, you can't allow that. It's like, you know, if one person's polluted, it's like, it can almost be like the sea or osmosis. So you have to be very careful. It's like who we keep as friends. And I don't know what kind of made me almost press on, even when I knew, like, this is not, or I felt this is just, because there's two messages that come across in the Bible, and that's one which is, you know, be not joined together, even in friendships, be not joined together with those that are, you know, be not unequally yoked with non-believers. But then there is another part in the Bible that talks about, well, you know, how we can help those that are unbelieving at times as well. And who's to say that we couldn't? Now, that's more a thing to do with marriage, etc. But anyway, you can transfer that to other sort of relationships and just more, you know, kind of friendship ones as well, I suppose. But we have to be very discerning with God, and we have to go with the Holy Spirit and find out what it is we're supposed to do with each individual situation, I believe. And it takes prayer and perhaps looking over the scripture, the living word, so important. But yes, you don't want to end up becoming polluted by someone else's pollution. Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? So I guess God had an anger over that situation, and I felt it and I knew it. And I guess that person maybe felt it and knew it without it even having to be communicated explicitly. You know what I mean? It was being communicated probably through the Spirit and in other ways. Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. Glory to God. It was greatly offensive. God only knows how I tried to walk past or stick through it despite that. Maybe that is, hopefully that's not counted as evil. I was getting that in God that that's what I was to do, but okay. That's how we have to be so, so careful. Here we go. For the body is not one member, but many. 14, I was drawn to there, and that's what 14 is. Let's look at that topic. For the body is not one member, but many. Okay, so it's about who we join ourselves to in the body of Christ. So if that's someone that's looking at the Spirit of Christ and then the Word, the body in terms of what's flesh, in terms of even the book of the Bible in and of itself, in a way that is not pleasing or is dissatisfying or is counted as evil in God, then that is not in alignment with the body of Christ. It goes against the better knowing, it goes against the better judgment, it goes against the body of Christ even. It's flippant, and if they treat Christ and God and God's Word and the Holy Bible that way, then what are they going to treat the physical, the other bodies of the body of the church, like me, myself, and others in it? So, well done, God, you won again, but what is this all about? Anyway, so very important. For the body is not one member, but many. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honoured, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent ways. Here it is. Here's the other piece of scripture that goes along with that and links in nicely. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two saith he, shall be one flesh. And he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So that's why certain things feel so offensive to those that are joined to God, and why they can't be joined to other people that are offensive to God, or why it becomes quite difficult. And it was strange, because I did say to that person, look, I think, you know, if there's probably a thing like the way that I feel about bikes is the way that you feel about the Bible. And the only thing is that he then backtracked on that and made out that he did actually like the Bible. So it's not that way. And I'm thinking, okay, I guess in a way he was maybe meaning like certain other books, again, still flippantly, but not as obviously evil, if you know what I mean. And that's the thing too, sometimes it can be very difficult to discern what is really evil, like the extent to which someone is not in alignment or has fallen out of alignment with God. So we do need to be very mindful of that. Sometimes it can be subtle, sometimes it's very obvious, but both, even the subtle, can be dangerous to the body of Christ, because it could be that it's subtle because there's more hiding underneath that we don't yet know to the extent. So, let's remember this. For we are bought, okay? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And we do that by glorifying God in even the way that we discern. Our very discernment should be glorification, should be glorifying in and of itself as well. Well, I'm just about to finish this particular broadcast. It's 3:32 now. I think I'll have this rounded off at 3:33. What a lovely number to finish off this wonderful broadcast here on Love Lighthouse podcast. I look forward to sharing it with you very soon, and I will speak with you again as and when called, as soon as possible. Blessings. That's us now on 3:33. Just as I said, take care and speak with you again soon.